It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Hey, good morning to you and happy Wednesday. It's a winning Wednesday. It's a wonderific Wednesday. It's November the 3rd. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. A little bit of sports action for you. Let's see, tonight, we have no game scheduled. Tomorrow night, we have the Jets and the Colts, a 5 o'clock game. Friday night, those Havasu Fighting Knights will take on the Coconino Panthers. That's a 7 o'clock game. That's on 980 a.m. in Lake Havasu City. Saturday, ASU Sun Devils take on the USC Trojans. That's a noon game. Followed up by LSU and also Alabama. That's a 3:30 game. Then in the evening at 7 o'clock, our Suns take on the Atlantic Hawks. Sunday is a ton of games. Look at this. We start off with Westwood 1 Fantasy Football in the morning at 9. NFL Preview at 9:30. NFL Insider at 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, the Broncos and the Cowboys. 2:25, the Arizona Cardinals and the 49ers. And at 5:30, the Titans and the Rams. Monday night, Chicago Bears take on the Steelers at 5:30. All those games can be heard on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out 2.0, we take phone calls during the program. Feel free to give us a call, 702-298-1063. Each and every day we're brought to you by TWN Communications. Fiber internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service. Stay tuned, stay connected with TWN Communications. In partnering with MEC, they're bundling their service together and for a connection you can count on. Take the first step. Now, listen, this is a new website. You can pre-register today. If you already pre-registered, you're pre-registered. But now, if you want to pre-register, you go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. One more time, TWNcom.com/Mojave. Okay? Or just pick up the phone and call 888-227-2095 and get started today. Or locally, you can call 763-1100 and just ask for Regina. She can do it all for you. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, yes, they're ticking off the season. They're kicking off the season. Like they're, you know, looking in golf, you kick the ball only when you're really mad. They have their fall season of savings with annual and seasonal and sundowner golf passes, discounts for active and retired military, first responders, and they do want to see ID. See why Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is the number 4 ranked golf club in Arizona. That's right, number 4 in Arizona. Go to Arizona, right here in our state, right here in our city, we have the number 4 golf course. Yes. Check out why at LaughlinRanch.com. The public's always welcome. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're fully open, ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy a hot, delicious breakfast, an awesome lunch, and a mouth-watering dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day long. And then when you leave, don't forget the muffins, the cookies, the pies. And you can take a brand new pie home, fresh pie, yeah, whole pie, starting at $9.99. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, a vacation home, an investment home, add-on, or refi, see the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. This guy has all the money. You go into his office, you sit down at his desk, and you say, we want to buy a new house at $310,000, and you start filling out a couple pieces of paper. You look up, he's gone. Yeah, he went down into the vault underneath his desk, under the ground. It's the size of Dot Foods, and every shelf has money on it. He takes a silver platter, puts your $310 on it, and hands it to you. There you go. Here's your money. That's simple. Almost. Call him up at 288-2691. Make an appointment. Go see Chad. He's the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Tomorrow, he's in studio. So tune in tomorrow. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and protection dog training is available. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006. And now I have a special announcement. With the time change on Saturday, the number one radio talk show in America, Mr. Sean Hannity, will be moving to 1 o'clock in Arizona. 3 full hours. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Speak Out 2.0 will still be live from the Laughlin Mall, and we're moving to noon to 1, following Speak Out from Lake Havasu City, which is live. However, Speak Out 2.0 will be dark next week, Tuesday through Friday. Notice I said Tuesday through Friday. Here's where it gets complicated. Monday is a very special Speak Out 2.0. It will be live at 10. Even though I just told you we moved to a new time. Monday we're going to be live at 10, the same time right here, and then dark the remainder of the week. Why is Monday a special Monday? Because we have Arizona governor candidate Carrie Lake right here live in studio for a full hour. Yes, in Laughlin, in the studio, live. And you can prepare your questions and then call us on Monday, 702-298-1063. Do you have a question for Carrie Lake? I'm sure you do. She'll be here for the whole hour. And then I'll be back on the 15th at noon. Now, if that's not complicated, I don't know what is, but enjoy. All right, into the studio. And we have Mr. Steve Bowman with Mojave Electric Cooperative. How are you, Steve?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'd like to introduce Paul Gillespie.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good.
How long have you been in Bullhead City, Paul?
2 weeks. Two and a half weeks.
2.5 weeks? Oh, okay, great. Well, you got here at a nice time of year. You know that, right?
Right.
And you know what happens earlier, like in July and August?
Pretty similar to where I lived before, Ocala, Florida.
Ocala, Florida.
Yeah. It gets nasty there, too, in the summer.
But you get rain.
Yeah, and humidity.
Yeah. See, we don't get a whole lot of humidity during the summer. There's a couple of weeks that we do, and then you got to crank on the AC, but... For the most part, we don't see much humidity. It's a dry heat. And 120 is dry, but it's miserable, let me tell you. So prepare yourself.
Well, in Ocala, you can have 95-degree days, and it feels like it's 107.
Yeah, with the humidity.
Yeah,
we don't have that. We're lucky. If we had that, there would be nobody living here. Okay, Paul, you're in charge of energy conservation, right?
Oh. Basically. I'm Steve, though.
I know. Well, yeah. Paul and Steve. You're both going
to... You're looking at him.
I know. You're both going to be in charge, right? Because when do you retire?
February.
So you got 6 months of training. Well, not quite. Four months of training on everything energy efficient.
Well, he knows that. It's training him on solar and things like that. And our particular projects, because we're pretty unique in everything we do.
Yes. What are some of your projects?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. Right now we're finishing up all of the pre-op work for Operation Cool Shade.
Yeah.
And we still have like 40 mesquite trees left for sale.
Just mesquite?
Just mesquite.
All the other ones are sold out.
Yeah. And there probably will be some trees available if people want to come down the day of the event. We don't know how many or what type at this point.
Okay. But and don't go to City Hall.
No, it's going to be at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse. We'll be there from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Good.
It's a very, very particular to that, too. Don't come at 1:15 because we'll be sweeping the sidewalks at
that
point.
Right, be closed.
Also, you know, we do have the Kingman pickup.
That's right.
We're at the Pinyon Pine Fire Department, and that'll be 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
What's the date on that?
That'll be November 20th.
Okay.
And very important, if you ordered your trees for Bullhead, your trees will be at Bullhead. If you order your trees for Kingman, your trees will be at Kingman.
Right.
Last year we started this, and we had a few people that didn't make it to the Bullhead pickup, and they said, don't worry about it, I'll just go to Kingman and get my trees. Well, I just want to warn people ahead of time that we're only taking the trees to Kingman that belong in Kingman.
Right, okay.
So when you ordered your trees, we at that point, we separated. Well, these are the Kingman pickup and these are the Bullhead pickup. So we really wanted to stress that, because we did have a few people last year that just thought they'd beat the system, and unfortunately, we weren't ready for them.
Ah.
So that's basics on Operation Cool Shade. We have the usual group of suspects that can help us load the trees.
Who's that?
The Key Clubs from Malk and Mojave.
Yeah, they do all the labor, huh?
Yeah, the HOSA group at Mojave, the ROTC
right.
from Mojave, the Kiwanis. Yeah, probably have a few Rotarians hanging around.
Yeah. Both Kiwanis clubs, the noon and the morning. And then both Rotarians?
I'm not sure. You know, you mm-hmm. always have, you know, I started off with 100 volunteers and I end up with 130 that show up.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
It's great.
In the world of volunteers, that's a good problem to have.
This is our unique to our community.
Yep.
No matter what you do, there's people that want to help.
Right.
And we don't turn them away.
And you supply donuts.
Donuts and sandwiches and coffee and water and T-shirts.
And T-shirts.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So it's a fun day, actually.
It is.
For people like us in Kiwanis, we just stand there, and when they drive in with a blue card, and we're the blue station, we give them however many trees they have in blue cards.
And Master Gardeners will be there again to help you learn how to plant trees. They put on a tree planting clinic 2 weeks ago.
And if you're listening and you think, well, I know how to plant a tree, no, you don't. You need to talk to these people, because they can help you figure out where you're going to get the best shade, how deep to go, depending upon the tree. Also, there's that thing called, you know, blue stake.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Call blue stake before you dig a hole.
Yeah, because you don't know where power lines are and water lines, and you don't want to stick the shovel in the ground and tear up a PVC line. Whoops.
Yeah. Going on the same weekend as Operation Cool Shade, we also will be at the Builder's Home Show, which will be over at the Shrine Club. That's actually going November 11th through the 13th, 10 to 5 p.m.
Ah,
so we'll have a booth there also.
So it's a good thing Paul's here, because one of you can be one place, one the other.
Well, he's going to be with me, and then
we
have other people at the other.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty much shadowing me everything I do.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
Yeah, he's holding up pretty good.
He's in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to check back with him in a couple months and see how he's holding up.
And then, other than that, MEC, of course, will be involved in the Veterans Parade on November 6th.
That's right.
We always have a good turnout.
This Saturday.
For that. Yes.
You have your
1946. It's a Dodge Power Wagon. It's old number one.
Yeah.
Man. It's our very first line truck.
Wow. And you still have it?
Yeah.
Where do you keep it during the year?
In a garage.
Oh. Okay, well. Oh, well, that was kind of a dumb question, I guess. All right. Moving right along. And then what's next? You're being the boombox parade, too, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's next on my list right here.
Yeah.
I don't know what their theme's going to be this year, but they
it's Candyland.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, that ought to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. And so you got to decorate your 1946 truck as Candyland.
Well, we can make a big candy cane out of the boom.
That's right. Just wrap it and, yeah. You're thinking already.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
All right, let us take our first break. It's 20 past. I do want to remind you, right now you can call in 702-298-1063. It's Winning Wednesday, and I'll give you a $25 gift card for Perkins. You can go there for lunch today or go get a pie or whatever you want. Call now, 702-298-1063.
There have been times in my life.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464. Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here. HealthMart pharmacies like the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu are locally owned pharmacies. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop has a personal commitment to his community. HealthMart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners, and you're going to find they're tasty, they're filling, and they're good for you. Don't ask me how he does it. It's up to Eric. But he also has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, meal prep solutions. They start at $8. That's Eric's idea of a TV dinner in 2021. You go in, fill out a little menu for your lunch today, give it to them, and then they go in the back and make it up. Boom, there you go. You're all set. You take that to work, and now you didn't have to go through a drive-thru, and you got something fresh that's good for you. Yeah, exactly. Check out the entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. Spell it right, KITCHIN.com. If you can cook, stop by and see Eric, and he opens every day at 7, on the weekends at 9. Echo Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? Yes, you got to take care of that too. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, complete auto repair, and complete transmission service. Call ATCO at 444-1244 or stop by on the top of the hill in Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated, and a local representative is available to set you up and do all the processing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and funding is also available the next day. Spot On integrates Google and Apple Pay. Yes. And Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, Needles, Laughlin, and Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services, if you think you pay too much for insurance, pick up the phone, call 763-8464, go in and sit down with Greg or Stephanie. Either one of them can look at your policies, and maybe they can put something together. Maybe you need to modify one, and next thing you know, you're saving $40-$50 a month. Perfect. Life insurance, home insurance, auto insurance, they do it all. Commercial insurance, and ranch and farm insurance. And now life insurance that'll pay for long-term care. Call them, 763-8464. All right, back in the studio. I do want to remind you once again, Carrie Lake is going to be in studio live on Monday, a special time. Even though the time changes, we're going to be right here at 10 o'clock Monday with Carrie Lake in our studio. Wants to be our governor. All right, back in the studio, Paul wants to be the new guy in charge of energy efficiency at MEC, right?
Yes.
And if he learns it all, can he kick you out early?
He can try.
Okay.
Not going to.
No, you're not going to?
No.
You're going to be a nice guy?
I don't want to be a bully.
Okay. So now, what else? You've got a whole list over there of things coming up, and we got 4 minutes.
We've gone through most of the list.
So, oh, okay.
We just want to announce that, you know, this was in the paper, too. We have our 5 grant, education grant $5,000 education grant for teachers that put together a curriculum that has to do with renewable energy.
Right. You should open the door when you say that, because my next two guests are teachers.
Oh.
And they might want to hear you.
Well, we just awarded it.
Oh. And close the door.
Yeah. And this year we did two, because normally we do one every year.
Right.
But because of COVID, we didn't grant one last year.
Right.
So we had educators Joseph O. D. Guzman at the Colorado River Union High School District Academy.
Okay.
And Lucinda Price of Young Scholars Academy. Both won $5,000 for their particular curriculums. And these curriculums sometimes are programs that they can purchase in an institute, you know, or they can put together themselves. We are pretty much hands-off once we award it to them. They do it, you know.
Do they come back to you later and say, here's what we did and here's the results?
Some teachers do.
Oh,
and
okay.
Sometimes we awarded one a couple of years ago where we sat in the classroom two or three times and watched them do what they are doing.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty fun.
That is cool, huh?
4 years ago, the Academy of Building Industries took an old school bus and made a greenhouse out of it.
Right, I remember that.
And, you know, we go back, we've actually had this grant for 15 years, and I think we've only awarded it 5 times.
Wow. Okay.
And so now we're really pushing
it harder. Because teachers have to apply for it. And
right.
And it's work. It's work to fill out the application, but then they've got to meet the standards for the application.
Right.
To do something energy efficient and use it in the classroom.
And sometimes, you know, we try to appeal to the teachers, and they have other, you know, the teachers have so much work on their minds. Sometimes it's hard just to apply for another thing.
Exactly.
You know, but yeah, we're real proud of that. These kids, they're just so incredible to watch when you give them something new like this. And
good. Okay.
Opening doors.
Good. You know. All right. What else is on your list there?
That's actually the bottom of the list.
Uh-oh. You know? You're done.
We can start over and talk about picking up trees.
Rerun. Paul, welcome to Bullhead City.
Thank you.
And you found a place to live?
I'm living in an apartment right now.
Oh, good. Okay. Because
starting to look.
Yeah? Good luck with that. I mean, it's a tough market out there right now for rentals.
The boss wants me to look. You know how that is.
Oh, okay. She said this is too small.
Well, she's staying in Ocala right now. She's coming in about a month for.
Oh, you sent her a picture, and that was enough for her.
Well,
to say.
I haven't done that yet either.
Oh, okay. In other words, she called him and said, "You will have a house when I get there." And he said, "Yes, ma'am."
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Paul. Welcome.
Thanks.
You're going to have fun here. Can you tell?
Yeah, I think I can. Where did I go last? I went on the weekend. I went to Oakman.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you take your wife there, too.
I will.
When she gets here.
I told her about it.
Exactly.
She's already interested.
For more information, you can call Steve or Paul at 763-1100, right?
Correct.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Have a super day.
Thanks.
All right. I want to remind you, Paul O'Boy is up after the top of the hour with Lake Havasu City Pioneers and information about the Dixie Belle. Check it out. About 11:06.
I'm Matthew Kenny, the founder of Matthew Kenny Cuisine. Our operations run the gamut from food hall to drive-through, semi-casual restaurants, grab-and-go restaurants. I've worked with pretty much all major tech partners in the hospitality industry over the last 35 years, and Spot On has by far had the most diversity, the most innovation, and they're growing as fast as we are. I don't know a single time our system's gone down. You know, that's across like 40 restaurants. Spot On comes in, team's ready, and we open.
Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784, or T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Are you a local business who would like to be a part of the Co-op member savings community? Hi, I'm Regina with Mojave Electric. The Co-op Connections card saves members on everything from prescriptions to dining and much more. If you're a local business who enjoys helping their neighbors save, sign up today to be a part of the Co-op Connections card community. For more information, call 928-763-1100 or visit our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Barron Services, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in new pools, yeah, that's complete design and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call for a scheduled treatment. Call 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, if you're not comfortable in your home or your office, you pick up the phone. You call 758-2400. They come running in Bullhead City, Kingman, and California. They can work on all brands of thermostats, all brands of air conditioning, swamp coolers, furnaces, and heat pumps and heaters. They do it all. So if you need some help there with your comfort zone, call 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building as required for COVID. I went to visit the administrator a couple of weeks ago, and they had to test me outside and then give me my results before they let me in the building. Yeah, that's not their idea. That's the government's telling them to do that. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapy, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barbarita Realty Consultants. Kevin Barbarita himself has over 35 years' experience in real estate in Bullhead City and in Laughlin. That's right. First-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also no problem. Property management, senior communities, short sales, timeshares. Call Kevin Barbarita Realty Consultants, 702-420-9321. Speaking about real estate, hi, Chris.
Hey there, Larry. How are you?
Chris also, Chris Barton, former chamber director, former teacher, now real estate developer, and vice principal.
Yes.
Yes.
Over at Desert Star Academy. So that's what we're here to talk about today.
And you brought in two of your students, and you are both in the upcoming play, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
Yep. Cool. How did you guys get picked?
Normally, whenever you try out, you're in the play. It just depends on whether you want a big role, small role, all that.
And Cadence, for a sixth grader, what kind of role do you have?
I actually have a pretty big role.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I play Veruca Salt, and that's the one that wants everything.
Ah. Is that does that describe you perfectly or what?
No.
No? If your parents were here, would they say, oh, that doesn't describe her, or would they say, that describes her?
I'm pretty sure they would say that doesn't really describe me.
Okay. So you're not a want person?
No.
Oh, good. Whew. All right. Okay. And we also have Haley. Haley, you're an eighth grader, and what are you playing in the play?
I play Willy Wonka.
You play Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
I have the star of the show in the studio.
You do, Larry.
Wow. Wait till I tell Julie Hassett. She was here this week talking about the concert, which is tonight.
Right.
And but she didn't bring the star of the show. I'm gonna have to rib her a little bit. She brought in show cards, and I kept telling her hold them up to the microphone. So you're the star of the show. How did you get that role?
I've been doing the plays at the school for a while.
Ah.
So when I tried out, they knew I could do it.
Okay.
And, like, I really wanted that role.
How cool is that?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. And so tell us about the play. How long is it?
I think it's about, like, an hour and a half.
Okay. And it's going to be at the school?
It's going to be at River Valley Academy, or high school.
River Valley High School.
River Valley High School.
Do they have an auditorium there like Mojave does? Okay, good. All right. So you're going to be in their auditorium, because you guys are out that way.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all the way out to River Valley. It's a drive.
No.
Yeah. That's way out there. How much are tickets for the public to go see this?
They're free with donations. If you want to donate, you can.
Okay. And the donations go where?
They go back into the drama club over at Desert Star Academy.
Oh, okay.
They have expenses renting the River Valley auditorium, costumes, props, all of those things. So that's why we do free will donations. So that
and,
we can
and the
cover
script,
the cost.
Too. I mean, just to get the script to be able to rehearse and everything, that's expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
how long have you guys been rehearsing?
Mid-October.
Oh, okay. So a couple of weeks.
I'm pretty sure it was actually, like, somewhere in the beginning of September, right?
Really?
I think it was mid-October.
Well, maybe for the sixth graders, they started in September.
Yeah.
Okay, and you started in October then.
Yes.
All right. And how often do you practice? Every week or?
Every Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Twice a week?
Yep.
Okay.
It used to be three times.
Yeah?
Also sometimes on Fridays.
Yeah.
And do you guys have school on Fridays?
No.
No school on Fridays. But you have to go into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So is this your first play, Cadence?
No, I've actually been in quite a few.
Oh, you have?
Actually, last year was my first time having a big role, because last year we did The Wizard of Oz, and I got Dorothy.
Wow. So I have the star of last year's show, too.
You sure do.
Because you're kind of small. I would have thought you were Toto.
No.
Oh, okay.
They had a stuffed animal as Toto.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. So you've been doing plays for a while. Is this something you'd like to do in the future, or are you thinking maybe you want to be an actress?
Yes, as well as a singer.
Oh, okay.
Because I've had quite a few songs as well.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in you know, The Wizard of Oz, there's a bunch of songs. Off to See the Wizard down the Yellow Brick Road.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she also can sing the Star Spangled Banner like no other.
Really?
In the Anderson Group Fieldhouse, when we would do our opening for the presentation of Flags and Colors, Cadence here was our soloist on the middle of the football field singing the Star Spangled Banner. So
you're pretty secure in yourself to stand out there in the middle of that football field and sing, huh?
It actually gets, like, nerve-wracking, but once it's done, it's like, I did it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And your family's up in the stands when you're doing that?
My dad can get quite busy. But if my dad is busy, then my mom or whoever's there will take a video for him.
Ah.
So he can see.
Okay. So he got to see you on video.
Yeah. He's basically my singing coach.
Oh, okay. And then did your family member post that on social media, too?
I don't know. I just know that I'm on YouTube. That's what my friend has told me.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
You know, if your parents videotape you singing the national anthem, I'm sure it's out there on a gazillion pages.
Probably.
Yeah, because they're probably pretty proud of you for doing that. Yeah. Do you sing also?
No.
No?
Definitely not.
Don't feel bad. I don't either. I sing in the shower. The water gets cold. Yeah.
But Haley's really good with impromptus. We also have a drama class at our school. So I have watched Haley do impromptus, which was at the beginning of the school year. She had brought in her cat and pretended to be, I think it was Shrek, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
That made me laugh.
That was entertaining, huh?
The sixth graders got to watch them. And so,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you can do impromptu stuff with a cat.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, what do you want to do? You're closer to, like, high school and college. What are you thinking?
Yeah. I really want to do acting, but there's also the chance I could be a baker or a marine biologist. So.
Ah, see, my granddaughter wants to be a marine biologist. She's a sophomore at Mojave. So that's her goal, too. Yep. All right. How much are, you said tickets are free, but there's an opportunity to advertise for all the business people that might be listening, because you're going to have a program that it has everyone's name listed and tells when the break is and all that good stuff. And then how do they, who do they contact to advertise?
Well, what they can do is they can actually give Desert Star Middle School a call, and they can ask for Miss B. That's not me, even though my last name does start with a B. But we have Miss B, who is one of our drama directors. And so they can actually just call the school. It's 928-770-4523. Business card ad sizes on the program are $25. Half page, 50, three quarters, $75, and then the full page is $100. So, again, this just offsets all of the expenses that we are experiencing with putting on such a play production for the community. I'd also like to add that the other director is Mr. Michelle, who actually is a Mojave High School alumni. So
now
he teaches for us as well. So he teaches language arts. So this particular play production is under the direction of Miss B and Mr. Michelle.
Oh, okay. All right.
They also have adults playing the adults in Mr. and Willy Wonka's. So, and...
So there's a couple of adult roles you had to have adults play?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except for two, because our original Grandpa Joe, I don't know what happened to her, because, well, it originally was a girl, and then they had Mr. Sagasta play, which is our life skills teacher.
Okay.
But he was busy with football, so now they have a student in our school named Josias Valentine play it.
How many students were in the play altogether?
We haven't really counted.
Without Oompa Loompas, I'd say probably about like 10.
Okay, 10. That have lines?
Yeah.
And then how many Oompa Loompas do you have?
I don't deal with that.
Well, they also do play practice, and then they also have the music. The chorus is kind of what it comes down to, so that's where the Oompa Loompas come in.
Right.
And stuff. But they have costume fittings coming up here, I believe, today. And then on Saturday, they will have their portraits taken in their costumes. So it's kind of a special memoir moment for mom and dads,
cool.
or just in time for the holidays to have their pictures taken. So we're just hoping that the community can come out and support our youth on November 12th over at River Valley High School at 6 p.m.
So is it just going to be a one-time show? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All this practice for just one time, huh? That's what they do Friday and Saturday or something.
We used to do it like when we did, was it Peter Pan?
I think so.
We had two people play the roles, not like an understudy, but like we had two shows, one in the morning, one in the evening. So we used to do that, but then I'm pretty sure it was on The Wizard of Oz that we stopped.
Oh, okay. So it's just one show on the 12th at River Valley High School.
Yep.
And tickets are available at the, well, tickets, there's no tickets, right?
No tickets, just free will
donation. Just walk in and make a donation. And if you want to have some fun and go out and see a live performance, and you guys are all good, right?
Yep.
I figured they'd say that. And hear him sing, because they're singing in Willy Wonka too, right?
Yep.
Yeah? You don't sing?
Nope.
Nope. But you sing?
Yep.
Okay.
And she does have a song that she's working on.
Oh, let the cat out of the bag here, live on the radio. What song are you working on?
Pure Imagination.
Ah, okay. Good, good. All right. So if you want to, if you're a business out there, or maybe you just want to make a donation and have a little business card on file in the book, call the school at?
Again, 928-770-4523.
And get your ad in there, and that helps offset their cost for all this. And I think you're going to have, I can tell by you two that it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been pretty fun practicing.
Yeah. Are you the youngest in the program, a sixth grader?
No, we have a couple of people back over at the elementary.
Uh-huh.
So our Candyman and Slugworth, they are both over at the elementary school. But other than a couple of the Oompa Loompas, Slugworth, and the Candyman, and there was another person named Skylar. She talks to Ireland and Audrey, which are two other people at our school. She walks in, says her line, then that's the last time you see her, other than being an Oompa Loompa. So, other than them, it's all middle schoolers.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. No high schoolers?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
We don't have a high school.
Oh, you don't have a high school.
We're working on that.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Well, Stay tuned.
You got one more year, and you need that high school, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys just go to eighth grade, or do you go to ninth?
We only go up to eighth grade, so it's preschool to eighth grade. We have three campuses. We have our preschool campus, and it's right there on Highway 95, pretty much across from the elementary school there, and then our middle school, and then hopefully in a couple of years we'll see a high school.
Oh, okay. All right. So you might have to go to River Valley then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Do you live close to it, or?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Oh, okay. All right. But then you got to go all new shirts and everything, and yeah. And they probably don't do plays. No, I'm sure they do.
I don't think. I don't know.
I think River Valley has a drama club.
I think so,
Mojave too. Does. But,
yeah, Mojave does.
I think River Valley does too.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with you some more. And now's the time for listeners to call in, 702-298-1063. If you think you would like a, what happened there? Let's do this again. If you'd like a Perkins $25 gift card, call now, 702-298-1063. And we will award you a $25 gift card. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by East West Financial Service, retirement and estate planning can be complicated. However, East West Financial Service specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with protection, principal protection, and final expenses. There's many plans available. Call Jack Mafara, who's been doing it for 20 years. Call 928-888-9828. Walker Service Electric. Yes, Keith Walker has electricians all over Mojave County every single day. They start working early in the morning in Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead. They take care of new construction. They take care of commercial issues and residential issues and highline power. If you need an electrician at your business, your home, you need something done, you want a new light put in, you know, you want another outlet put in, call 928-718-9444. That simple. Call them up. They'll come running. Put the number in your cell phone because they're available 24/7 if you have an emergency at night or on the weekends. 718-9444. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. We've got four great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing items, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, and vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And know that the rumors are not true. They're not going to tear them all down, and it's not for sale. All right, back in the studio, and we have these two lovely ladies here playing stars of the Desert Star Academy's version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But you guys got to go see it performed at a school?
Yep.
And that was in Prescott?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what was the name of the school? Do you remember?
It wasn't a school. I think it was just a production.
Oh, okay. Community-wise?
It was kind of like a church, right?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So it was like a community that put it on. Because we have what's the name of the group?
Oh, the River City Theater.
Theater, yeah. And we have that here. And they have kids in theirs, too. So you guys can do other plays besides just at school, locally. So did you get to meet the person that played your role that you're doing?
Yep.
Yeah? Did they give you any tips?
Not that I remember.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess you were already ready then, huh?
Yep.
Okay. And you got to meet Willy Wonka?
I did, but I shook his hand and ran away.
Why?
I was nervous.
Oh, wow.
Whereas I actually stayed and talked with the person who played Veruca, and I actually got to meet Charlie, because my brother, who's in the elementary school, plays Charlie, and so I met Charlie for him.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. How many of the students from your school went to this?
Like 23.
23. Oh, okay. So it's a good group, and they all got to go see the play and talk to the actors. That's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you saw Willy Wonka playing Willy Wonka, your role, mm-hmm. are you going to be better?
I don't think I'll be better, but I'll try to do as good.
Okay, that's good. All right, that's fair. All right, real quickly, again, we want to remind you that if you want tickets, they're free. Just show up at the school. But if you want to put an ad in the book, the booklet that goes out to everybody who watches it, could be, I don't know how many seats are in there, a couple hundred seats probably?
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, and of course, I always take it home. Then all the families will want a copy that had their students in the play. You can put your ad in there. Just call Mrs. B, not Mrs. Barton, Mrs. B at
928-770-4523.
Right. They start at $25, really cheap, so get involved. You guys have another play later in the year, though, right?
Yes.
It's coming up. Can't say yet who it is or what. You know. And you guys going to try out for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Both of you? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What classes are you missing by being here at the studio today?
Do you want to go first?
The rest of English, history, and science.
Oh, okay. Which one's your favorite?
Out of all my classes or just those three?
Out of all your classes.
History.
Oh, okay. So you're missing your favorite.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Okay.
That's all right. You're making history now. You're on the radio, see? You're making your own history. What are you missing?
I am missing the rest of music appreciation, science, writing. That's it.
Okay.
They'll get back in time for lunch.
Yep.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is good timing.
What's for lunch today?
Well, we have cold lunches. We don't have a kitchen. So all the scholars bring in their own lunch every day. So.
Oh, okay. So what'd you bring today?
I brought a salad.
You brought a salad?
I brought a salad.
Good for you. What'd you bring today?
A lot of things.
A lot of things? Oh, let's see. Halloween candy and... No. No Halloween candy?
We're not really allowed to bring candy to school.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's healthy stuff in your lunch, too?
Not really healthy,
Oh, I see.
It's not candy.
You have Oreos and chocolate chip cookies?
No.
No? All right. Okay. Mrs. Barton, anything else?
No, that's it. We just hope that everybody will come out from the community to support these young scholars as they are about to take the stage and see what all their hard work has been. I can honestly say my office is right next to the cafe where they audition, and it is very entertaining because I can hear it through the wall and through the doors and the hallway. So next thing I know, I'm singing the Oompa Loompa song.
So. Uh-oh. So. Poor Mark. Oh, gosh. Poor Mark. She goes home and starts singing all night. I'm making breakfast or I'm making dinner and singing away. All right. Cool. All right. No one called in. 702-298-1063. One more time if you want to win a ticket to or a card, gift card for Perkins, give us a call right now. Okay? All right, ladies. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
You
bet. Thank you for having
us.
And maybe we'll have you back, you know, for your next play.
Maybe.
Yeah. If they select you, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be selected first. Okay, thank you all. All right. Get involved. Go see that play on the 12th at River Valley High School. What time? 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock. And enjoy it. And take your family and have some fun. Make a little donation and see a play. If you've got young kids, take them. Or grandkids, take them because they might want to check it out. On a morning from a full-god moon. Don't forget, Carrie Lake in studio Monday at 10 o'clock right here on Speak Out 2.0. You can call with your questions then, too, 702-298-1063. Paul Lavoie is up next from downtown Havasu. He's got Havasu Pioneers and information about the Dixie Bell. Stick around for that. We'll see you back here tomorrow. It's the Power Hour Speak Out 2.0 version with Terry Sponder and Chad Hansen. See you tomorrow. Explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the air of the cat. She doesn't give you time for questions as she locks up your eyes. Which direction completely disappears by the blue tile walls near the market stalls. There's a hidden door she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life just like a river.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.